Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 17th of September, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Okay, an interesting day with statistics. Most statistics have gone into a negative or backwards. The amount of ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher was 540, and that's down from 550 yesterday. Of the 540 that traded today, there were 147 with gains, and that's down significantly from 230 yesterday and 275 the previous day. As far as the no gains, it's at 120, and that's down from 131 yesterday. And as far as the losses, they've increased significantly to 272 losses today, and that's up from 189 losses yesterday and 149 losses the previous day. So that's not a good stat there. We definitely like the amount of losses well below 200. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that early next week. All right, let's look at the volume for today. The volume had increased to 2.046 billion, and that's up from 1.917 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has increased to 3.79 million, and that's up from 3.48 million average yesterday. The average gain-loss is at a average loss today at a minus 0.3%, and that's down significantly from a positive gain of 5.56% yesterday. So huge turnaround there. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. So some good news. And they were at number one, Admiralty Resources, ASX code ADY, and it had a percentage gain of 157.14% today. So congrats to all holders of ADY. At number two, we have Renew Energy Limited, ASX code RNE, and it had a positive gain of 91.30% today. At number three, we have Carbon Minerals Limited, ASX code CRM, and it had a positive gain of 42.86% today. At number four, we have Euro Manganese, ASX code EMN, and it had a percentage gain of 40.45% today. And rounding off at number five is Ray Resources Limited, ASX code REY, and it had a percentage gain of 40% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks. In a negative day, that is a huge positive with some great gains and activity there. All right, let's move on to the commodities. And there are a few commodities that did perform well today, and they included oil and gas for the second day running, gold, copper, nickel and lithium, all performing well today in a negative day. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Jupiter Energy Limited, ASX code JPR, and 14.70% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, there were three that did well in Western Australia, and they were Pilbara, Kalgoorlie and Fraser Range, all performing well. As far as the looking at the top 20 percentage spend of staff admin versus projects for the last 12 months, the percentage remains the same as yesterday, 57%. So it's quite high. Effectively, that means of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, they're spending 57% on staff admin and a low 43% on projects. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 139 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. and that's down from 144 yesterday. We are in a minus, as far as average gains, it's in a minus 1.36%, and that's down from a positive 0.53% yesterday. Volume is sort of unchanged. It's at 546 million today, up ever so slightly from 544 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. And looking at the ERP top 20 spend, only 37% in the last 12 months was spent on staff admin, leaving a high 63% spent on projects. And that's definitely where you want, you know, you want a minimum of at least 60% or more spent on projects over a 12-month period, unless there are genuine circumstances. All right, let's look at the overview, the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Admiralty Resources, ASX code ADY. And let's start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout Chile in South America and also in Australia, in WA and Northern Territory. They have a couple of advanced projects in Chile, and they're predominantly in iron ore. And as far as their spend over the last 12 months, they have spent $298,000 on projects and a high $685,000 on staff admin. So that equates to 70% over the last 12 months of money available being spent on staff admin and only 30% spent on projects. So there might be some questions to ask why that is. As far as money in the bank, this is excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. They have just on $100,000 in the bank. Their market cap closed just under 21 million today, or 20.8 million. As far as total shares on issue, they have 1.15 billion shares on issue. Looking at their share price performance in 2020, it started the year at 0.08 of a cent, and it closed today at 1.8 cents. So good gains there for shareholders. Now, let's conclude today's podcast and we'll look at the top 20 shareholder performance. And this is with the directors and top 20, and they own in excess of 79% of the company. So a very, very strong top 20 holding there. All right, that now concludes our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if there's anything you'd like us to include in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening and enjoy your evening. Good night.